Into the mist, with a mischievous twist. We have a spin for you. Your notorious threesome is still somewhat gleesome, though not a trio. It's two. Welcome to Double Witch Witch.
Hello, witches. We are so excited. Good and bad and man witches, listen up. This is our new bi-monthly episode that we're now calling Double Witch Witch.
Witch Witch!
Double Witch Witch.
Dabong.
So what this means is that we are going to have two of the three witches answering a question that comes from one, either the third witch who is not here, which will be, I'm saying witch a lot, which will be Shelley this week, because this is our first ever one.
Mm-hmm.
Or
luck of the draw here, folks.
Yeah, down the road, we're going to be answering some questions from our listeners. And then hopefully down the road from that, we'll be answering questions from celebrities. So at this point, we don't have any celebrities on board. But
hey, speak for yourself.
We plan to have a bunch in the lineup to a question. And if you happen to know any celebrities at any like phase level. In level of their celebritium, please give us our number. They can just ask a question. Also, we wanted to let you know that the questions can be anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Doesn't have to be
spectrum.
Personal. Yeah, it could just be anything. Any silly thing. Like, what would you do if you had two left feet?
Exactly.
Silly questions.
How do you keep the smell from underneath your underarms? anything whatsoever.
There's no rules.
There is no rules.
Well, yeah, no rules.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do
anything.
Let's not
get sexual about it.
Well, not super sexual, yeah. And also nothing grody. No, like,
murdery.
Like I don't know. Like, maybe you could have, like, if you had a friend who killed somebody, would you help them dispose of the body?
Ooh.
That would be a good one. I'm going to keep that for another time.
Well, if you want to keep them
that.
As friends, you got to help them.
Well,
you might be the next body.
Maybe you don't want them as a friend.
You might be the next body that comes up. Or so,
absolutely.
You know? Who knows? But
So just keep this. We're going to put it out there for you guys to send in a question or send it in now. Whatever. Just PM us, one of us.
PMS.
PMS. Just when you have PMS...
Do you want to talk to your witches when you have
exactly.
PMS?
Get one of us and then we'll go.
This is so weird. We've never done it, just the two of us.
No, we haven't.
It's kind of crazy.
I know.
Although we did do it one time when Shelley wasn't here, was during the Stanley Cup. Remember we did a little small mini-sode?
I do not remember.
Yeah, but
that.
I don't think she called in to see what we were up to. And we're like, nothing. We're just sitting around the house.
you have a better memory than
me. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well.
I don't remember that whatsoever.
Okay. I feel like we're what's that morning crew, Kelly and Kelly Ripa and her...
And Mark Ripa?
Yeah. So, we're...
The married Ripa?
The married Ripa. So,
yeah. Who am I?
Which one am I? You get to be Mark.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Is it because my voice is so
loud? Yeah, so yes.
Perfect.
Sexy.
So here we go. Oh, go ahead.
So, I was going to say, so we got a question coming up.
We have a question.
This one is from a good witch, Miss Shelley Majors.
It is.
This time.
The question is... If you were a cult leader, what total control would you make your followers do? List three things. So we are the cult leader, and we have to list three things that we would make our followers do. I'm really glad. Aren't you glad I reiterated that whole thing?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate it.
If I'm a cult leader, well, I don't know, though. I was going to say I'm going to make people do my jobs. I mean, like, you know, you have to cook.
But
I like my cooking.
Okay,
maybe I don't like their
minus
cooking.
Minus one.
Oh, they have to do the dishes. Yeah, you know, even though I like doing dishes. I'm not a good cult leader.
What don't you like
just
doing?
Just sit down, I'll do it myself.
I know, you'll be like right behind everybody, like
yeah,
redoing
it. I just don't like people doing stuff that I like to do myself. But
right.
Grocery shop.
You don't like to grocery shop?
I love to grocery shop.
Oh my God.
Let me think. Let me yeah. think here.
Do you want me to go?
Oh, I know.
Oh.
They have to give me massages.
Every single person in the cult?
Well, like, we'll just...
Like, one a day?
One a day, yeah.
And then they
yeah,
rotate.
That'd be good, yeah, because uh-huh. I need a good massage. Rub my feet, yeah, that
goes would right. be part of the massage. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's kind of one thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be a good one. Do my yard work. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, do my yard work. Then I could stay inside where it's nice and cool. Wouldn't have to be out... doing yard work. And
the cult just has a yard. You like are all in one house?
No, they come over.
Oh.
I have them at the Church of Manwich. And that's where we, you know, they worship me. And then I'm like, okay, yeah. Now I must go home. But you get to come home with me to massage me, and you get to go home with me to mow my lawn. And uh-huh. What's the third thing I'd want them to do?
I'm listening.
Of the cult of uh-huh. Manwich.
They're staying at the church.
The church, yeah.
The church has rooms and bedrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff.
We've got 8 rooms, mm-hmm. and it's 3 people per room.
Oh, okay.
Only 3 per room.
So it's 1 bed and a bunk bed?
No, there's 3 beds. I'm not that
nice
big
of
a dick. You
okay,
know?
good. I'm
they get beds.
Okay.
Gosh.
Third thing.
Just bring me unstoppable beers when I'm at home.
When you ask?
Yeah, fan me and bring me beers.
So
pretty much pamper me and you know, yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is, okay, so is there 3 different people that come to your house?
That's right, yeah.
And one has each job?
Yeah, so.
And then it fluctuates every single night.
That's why I have them separated in 8 rooms and 3 people, so that I know whose day it is.
Well, there's not 8 days a week. Mr. Beetle. So it's okay.
It's 7 rooms now.
So there's one of the rooms gets a week off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
That's good. Every okay. 8 weeks.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cool.
And do they go home at some point from your house, or do they stay the night?
No, they come here. They do what they need to do.
Uh-huh. Which is?
Which maybe I should keep one person on call. 24/7, because, you know, hey, I could be lying around and be like, damn.
I need a beer. I need a foot massage.
Yeah.
And go pull some weeds.
Yep. I uh-huh. keep one. There's one that just stays with me all the time.
Do they get when they, this is what I think.
But they have a room at my house.
And.
When you come to say when it rotates,
right.
It's your turn. Yeah.
And then in the 8 rooms, there's a fluctuating 1-person room.
Right.
For the one person that's
going
to stay every week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get that.
So they get kind of lucky. It's
okay.
Like a lotto. I'm cool.
It's all making sense now.
Hey, Baba Hooya.
Okay.
Well, what about you?
Mine would be, first of all, we live on a commune. I don't go home.
Oh, you don't go home?
No, there's like a big, huge commune. I do, however, I mean, like, we're like on a property.
Okay, well, that's cool.
I have
property too, but I just don't stay there because I like my privacy. I like to go home.
Got it. My house is on the property.
Okay.
But everybody who comes to the cult has to bring an animal.
Oh, okay. That makes sense for you.
Yeah. But not like anything scary or stinky. Unless it's like a skunk without a stinker.
Oh.
Because they're cute, but, you know, like, you don't want anything that's going to mess up the atmosphere.
Mess up your nice flow on your... How many acres you got?
7.
Well, that's not very big.
It's good enough for
it's
us.
It's good enough for you guys. Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, you know, what if people want to bring, like, they want a horse or something?
We have horse
Okay, you do.
Area.
Okay, great.
But it's on 1 acreage.
Oh,
and there's not very many horses. There's just a couple. I don't know. Mark brought a horse, and so did Tiffany and stuff. So
Mark and Tiffany.
I don't know where those names came from.
I'd give mine number 1, number 2, and number 3. They're just numbers.
Names?
Yeah, they don't get names. I'll be like, because I can always go, who does number 2 work for?
Oh,
you know, I can kid around
hilarious.
With them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, so Mark and Tiffany have horses, and then just different things. We don't eat any of our animals.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we can eat other animals, just not our animals. Not even
animals. If you have chickens that lay eggs, you won't eat their eggs?
We will eat their eggs. Okay. We just will not eat
them. You just won't eat the bacon,
bacon, he's a pig.
I said the bacon turkey.
The bacon turkey.
Turkey
we
bacon.
We will not have turkey bacon, and we will not have pig bacon, unless it's coming from a store, which then is not our animals, and I don't have to think about it. I know that that is totally stupid, but it's my cult.
It's your cult.
Don't mess with me.
Goofy cult.
Okay. Second of all, so we all have our animals. Second of all, everybody there has to listen to the music that I like.
Oh, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they can suggest things. Mm-hmm. I'm not that bad of a cult leader. But I'm not going to, like, if they're like, I suggest we play Metallica, I'd be like, I suggest you go to another cult.
Guess what? You're out of my cult and take your damn chickens with you. No, wait, leave your chickens. I need the eggs.
No, they have to leave their animal.
Leave their animals
when
no matter what.
When I kick them out of the cult because of the music.
Man, okay.
They know the rules. They know what, come on.
So you don't want them raging against the machine at your
cult.
So
if they're like, hey, I have Wilbur the pig, and I'm like, oh my God, Wilbur is so cute. And they're like, can we play some Rage Against the Machine? I'm like, go to Daryl's and be number two.
You are now demoted to the other cult.
And you have to do yard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, at your house.
Right, get over here.
And rub your feet. The third one I actually had, and now I'm forgetting it. Hold on. It would be that what would it be? Oh, everybody has a job. Like that, and I know that this sounds super culty or whatever, but it's like you have to do your part in order to do your part, right? You have to be a part of the cult. So what I always liked when I was a kid, and I feel like that this should come out as in the cult, is that we have a ginormous poster board with everybody's name and the jobs, and then you get a gold star every time, because that's what my mom would do. Mm-hmm. And every time you got a gold star for doing your job, that you could, like, count up the stars and use them for points to, like, buy fun stuff for you.
Okay.
And so let's say you get 5 gold stars, then you don't
have to. You get to go to the cult store.
Yeah, yes. And you can buy a new bonnet for your hat, because we dress like Quakers.
Oh, you make them all. Okay, crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's just better for your head.
Okay, mine just togas.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they get to buy stuff, but if you don't get the stars for the week and you're not
demoted.
We kill you.
Oh God.
No.
No, you don't want to be killed. No. You have to do other people's chores for them.
Yes, that is better.
For the next guy, like say this guy was 1 star away and you're like, nope, you didn't get it. So you have to do star number guy over here's George.
Yeah, because star number guy had 7 and he only needed 6.
Right.
So then he got to go to the store and
get his chores done.
Doesn't have to pick up.
Well, I thought you didn't have to pee.
I did, and then I took it back. He doesn't have to pick up chicken poop.
Oh,
right.
You don't pick up chicken poop anyway.
It's my cult. Leave me alone.
You're right.
I'm like, okay. Well, whatever. Anyways, that you collect it, that's what it is. So you like it?
Yeah, it sounds real drab and fun.
You wouldn't go to my cult?
I don't know. I would, you know what I do is I'd be like, okay, to my people, I would threaten them and say, you screw up at my cult, you're going to have to go over to the shit and farm animal cult.
What if they like shit and farm animals?
Well, then they go there and leave my precious feet alone and get off my land.
All alone in your foot house.
Yep, I would.
All right. Well, I'm, that's why that's my cult and that's your cult.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Should we read what Shelley's answer is?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, hold on one moment. Let me find
that's it. That's part of the show.
Yeah, so now we read what Shelley's answer to the question would be, which is, and I haven't read this and I got this right now.
Just got it.
She says, my answer to the cult question, my followers would start the day with a full body stretch and put on their orange jumpsuits and head to the mines to dig for diamonds to donate to the commune, which is her.
Yeah, way to go.
Okay.
She's got them all uniformed up.
She's in orange.
Yeah.
Nobody looks good in orange. Number 2, They can have families, but the firstborn will always be named Shelley.
Gosh.
Yeah. And then three, they have to be musical and travel on a tour with Shell's Bells Band. So she's going to be...
Shell's Bells!
Shell's Bells! So I think that that's...
Load on your own suit and get in here!
Shell's Bells!
Get the manwich another beer!
Shell's Bells!
You pick up chicken poop and you like gonna it here, Shell's Bells!
Okay.
I think that sounds logical.
It does. Hers is a lot better than ours.
You think?
I don't know.
I like mine the best.
Okay.
And that's why it's mine.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to this.
This number one first time ever.
First time ever. Try it out. First of all, let us know if you like it. and then don't let us know if you don't. Because we're not here if you don't like it.
We won't let you in our cold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that will be the first one. We thank you. Uh-huh. So this time, it's your bad witch and your good witch, which is Shelley and Lisa, if you're new to the cause. I don't know what that was. That was my rap.
And it was so white.
It was, if you are new and know how to rap.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy.
Okay. If you want that, if you want our bodies and you think we're sexy,
you're at the right place.
It's another private message. I think that that would have to be something that's
keep
just...
Keep it to yourself.
Well, keep it to us.
Right.
Don't let our, like, don't anyone else know. Don't tell your wife. Don't tell my husband. And as far as Shelley's concerned, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, she'll just marry you and then divorce you. It'll be fine.
It's what I do.
Right. So... Let's get back to the task at hand, which is Daryl has asked Shelley and Lisa, who is your good witch and bad witch? Let me just reiterate that 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
A question. I have it right here.
Ooh.
And he said that it's a double question.
Ooh, for the double witch?
Yes.
I like it.
Double witch, double question. So here's the first part of it. What interests you more going into outer space and possibly walking on the moon or going to the deepest depths of the ocean and walking on the ocean floor?
That is an excellent question.
That is, I guess it's not a two-part question. It's just a one, but it's like has two answers, right?
Right, right. Multiple choice.
It is. It's a multiple choice.
Hell or nightmare
right.
are the answers.
Yeah, which one? Yeah, me too.
Gross. I'd rather die on both things. If I had to pick one, it would be the space.
Oh.
You do. You have to explain to me how fiction works.
You have to. I just wanted to let you know that in this segment,
yes,
you have
go
to
on
pick
the moon
one.
Or you die.
Right.
Yes.
Or you go down to the ocean floor or die.
And die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to the moon and die, I suppose, mm-hmm. because that would be at least... interesting, and I could see and all of that. And if I did die, it would probably be more sudden and with less creatures that have never been identified nibbling on my body. I would just explode like a supernova, I would imagine, if things went awry. If they didn't go awry, kick ass.
Right.
Right? I'm an astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you're so scared that you're just going to explode.
But I wouldn't be scared either way.
Anxiety in space.
It's like pigs in space.
It's called a supernova. Yeah.
I remember it from the Muppets. Mm-hmm. Anxiety in space.
Yeah.
No, both would be really, really cool if you had the training, which I'm assuming you would.
No, you do.
Yeah, you're not just going to put some...
Joe
podcaster
on the moon.
Exactly.
You would do that.
Look how well it worked out for Sally Ride.
Oh, ooh, too soon.
space.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about you?
Okay, so here's, okay. I have absolutely zero interest in space.
Gotcha.
Not only does it frighten me, mm-hmm. but I just don't think any of it is interesting.
Sure.
I know that sounds weird.
It doesn't.
But, like, let's say, you know how, like, all these people, like, recently, Katy Perry and sure. what's her, the Coattails, Oprah girl.
Oh, yeah.
And Gayle King. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And all of them are going into space, and it's like almost Last Bands.
Trending.
Last Bands.
Because it's Last Bands.
But what's his name?
To
Lance Bass, yeah.
Okay. I thought you said Last Bands.
Last Bands. Bands. No. Bass.
Lance
Bass. Who was an NSYNC guy.
That's what I said.
He's the second most popular to Justin Timberlake.
Sure.
Okay, I don't know where Bance
speaking of riding coattails, that guy.
Who, Lance or Justin?
Lance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did his own thing.
The last band.
Last band.
That's fun.
Romance.
To last.
Oh, I need to.
So your point is, okay. Pseudo-celebrities went into space.
Right.
Okay.
They asked Oprah. She said, no, no.
No, thank you.
Me and Oprah are so similar. It's like looking in a mirror.
Your values are aligned.
We're aligned. We look similar. We act similar.
Yes.
We're about as popular with the popularity.
I would say, if she and you, you and her, were running for president,
mm-hmm.
she's obviously going to be president. And you're the vice presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you're on the same ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, our values are aligned. We fucking hate space.
Right. And then, yeah, we
it's
just
it's a no space ticket.
It's a thing. So, Oprah wouldn't go to space. I'm not going to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason. Because I'm not interested in that. And it also frightens me. Now, the reason I would go to the deep depths of the ocean is, first of all, you said scary, black, this and that.
Yeah.
I have a big, ginormous spotlight on my head.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, yeah. Hopefully you do in space also. But.
Well, space is a little bit brighter. You're by the moon, for God's sakes.
You're on the moon. You're
walking on the moon. You don't know where you're going. Yeah. You don't know.
It's back tonight.
Right. So I'm assuming space is brighter, stars.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're not worried about that. I'm just worried about, like, and again. And
not seeing. Yeah. Too dark, too boring.
It's dark is the ocean, but I'm not dark in the ocean because of the spotlight.
Okay.
First of all.
All right.
Second of all, I have trained to not have the bends.
Okay.
Is it bends or bends?
Bends. B-E-N-D-S.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
So I'm good with that because I'm a very, very good scuba diver.
Of course you are.
In this world.
Like 12,000 feet under the sea.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
I mean, I've trained for this, Shelley.
Yeah.
Good and God.
You're in a submarine, like with Jacques Cousteau.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And you know how much I love the animals.
You do love the animals.
So whilst I'm going to the deepest part of the deepest ocean, I have unlimited breathing.
Sure.
I'm not freaked out.
You get to see all the cool creatures.
I get to see all the cool creatures.
Uh-huh.
There's none that are scary because I'm kind of like the Snow White of the underworld.
Right. Or like the scuba diver in an aquarium.
Well, yes.
Yes.
But it's deeper.
Sure.
And I also go,
and they all come and sit on your shoulder and make your bed.
Totally. And stuff. And they're just like, oh, and then there's these little dwarfs, but they're fishes.
A dwarf fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dora
there's
the dwarf fish.
There's seven of them. And they...
Swimmy.
Blinky. Blinky, swimmy,
poopy.
Fishy.
Yes.
Poopy, Finny.
I like Finny.
Yeah, he's really cute.
I bet.
Yeah, he's the dopey of them. Yeah,
sure.
He's like, oh, it's just Finny.
Finny.
Yeah. And there is also, there's two more.
Okay.
They are yellowy.
Uh-huh.
Because he's yellow.
Sure.
And stripey.
Oh, stripey's a good one.
He is he's like the doc.
Okay, you're really selling it.
Yeah.
You're really selling it.
So
let's say you pick the ocean, if you got to do one.
Mm-hmm.
Deep, deep depths of the darkest ocean.
Right.
And then I pick space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get Snow White fish with names that help you do chores. I get sexy Star Trek aliens, but in dude form.
Oh.
Yes.
Cool.
And I get to transport, like in the tube.
Yeah.
Scotty, I can go. He's going to beam me up wherever I want to go. I get tribbles, and they're no trouble at all.
No, no.
They're no trouble at all. They're
super
just,
nice.
They're
and
helpful.
Fluffy.
Yes.
They talk to you. They go.
Yep, that's my space.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
MySpace, the social media platform, mm-hmm. it's gone. MySpace, Shelly Space, it's doing just fine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think we should actually make a new
MySpace.
Well, not it'll be, it's just called Shelly Space now.
Sure.
Except because MySpace is so 19,
whatever.
2000.
Exactly.
19-2000.
Yes.
This is a new social media trend. And if you've listened to our first episode, Shelly doesn't want to be on social media that much, but she needs to promote her new Shelly Space.
This, yes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have sexy aliens, mm-hmm. male and female.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be like wearing go-go boots.
Uh-huh.
And a different color, right. but basically look like humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just going to have cute fish and
that
like,
sounds all right.
Yeah, it's
that
okay.
sounds all right. What do you eat down there?
Not fish.
They're your friends.
They are.
You can't eat your friends.
It's like cannibalism, really.
You can pick your nose. You can pick your friends. You can't eat the fish.
You can't pick your fish's nose. I'm seaweed.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Kelp and vegetarian sushi.
How do you feel about shrimp?
Shrimp or fish, dude?
Dude, you can't eat a shrimp. They don't have faces. They're not singing. It's not a musical. What are we doing?
We are doing no fish. Okay. Fish is a shrimp and a shrimp is a fish.
It's a crustacean.
How dare you?
All right.
You don't know anything about the deep, dark waters.
You don't know anything about space. You know what I like to say?
What's that?
Nebula.
I like to
I'll be in a nebula.
That's you blowing up in the supernova, isn't it?
Nope, because I've got all the goods. I've got electricity.
Oh.
I've got tunes. And then when I meet the sexy mm-hmm. aliens, mm-hmm. we're going to create a musical troupe.
Oh.
And we'll have our own shows on the moon.
What if they ask you to live on their planet? And stuff, and you're like, but you can never see us again, or your family, or Linus, or anybody, but they're all taken care of, everything's fine, but you're so in love with the sexy alien, and he's like, but you have to live on my planet, because I can't breathe on your planet.
I don't think you realize how sexy these guys are. The power is just like, Lisa, what?
How can I say anything bad about love?
Yes, they're like space sirens. They just woo you. Mm-hmm. There's love bombing and then there's sexy alien bombing. Right. I can't, I'm powerless.
Right, I get it.
So, okay. And you don't even know how tight their pants are.
I can just about imagine. Okay.
Lisa, oh, good. Because I have your question from the last one. That's not going to help us at all.
No, not at all. Would you like to hear what Daryl has to say?
I would love it.
Okay. So, Daryl's answer was, because he's asked the question.
Yeah.
Which was a great question, by the way.
Great.
And yeah, his answer would be, I would go to the bottom of the ocean.
You guys are soulmates. Yeah. S-O-L-E, the fish mates. Play on fish words.
Oh my goodness, you're
crazy.
It's
so good. I believe it.
I can't do anything alone, can I?
No. No matter where you go, he'll find you. Like,
he's like behind me. I don't know why he's so high, but you know, he's, I'm like, can you please, I just,
give
fishy
me five
and smelly.
Minutes.
And yeah, I just found my fish mates.
He shows up behind a rock or some coral.
He's like,
and you have a mouthful
me?
Of sushi.
Vegetarian sushi.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I really enjoy him. So he could be at the bottom of the ocean.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'll be off with the grooves in the heart. Yeah. Sexy alien.
He is sexy. I mean, I've seen him now. I've seen a picture of him. I'm going to AI a picture of Shelly with her sexy alien.
He's going to be blue.
Oh,
I think
okay.
kind of like Avatar,
mm-hmm.
And kind of maybe like with a Michael Hutchins hairdo. The sexy yeah. aliens have hair,
like a yeah,
uh huh, and they communicate like through like kind of dolphin sound. But I understand it because he's speaking to my soul.
Well, right, yeah.
Whatever.
Because we
don't
care.
Know. Yeah.
The alien.
Yes.
Have a chiseled body.
Well, I think the deal is, mm-hmm. it's kind of like that video game where you have the goggles over your eyes mm-hmm. and you see what you want to see. Mm-hmm. So he's sexy to me, but it really could be some sort of crazy platypus.
It's like Shallow Hal.
Yes.
You don't need
it's exactly.
Just...
Sexy aliens are fat Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Yes.
I never knew.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that it's just space.
It all is making sense in space.
It's just science.
It is.
Well, thank you for joining us on another episode of Double Witch Witch. May I say, yes, if you don't agree with the witches, mm-hmm, you're going to get stitches.
Beer, beer.
Beer, beer, beer. Until next week, Double Witch Witch out.